And we're live. Hey, everybody. Thank you for your patience and sorry for the delay. Life happens. Things happen. And and now I get a feedback. There we go. Okay. So I want to welcome back Jazz with the Legend Group Foundation. The reason why she's back on here is because obviously it's a topic that we all need to hear. And I'm very excited to have her share with you her newest initiative with Legend Group Foundation. But if you missed our last episode, episode 143, go back and rewatch that or listen to it. That way you can get the full background on Jazz and why she is so passionate about this, this whole foundation. But Jazz, thank you so much for being here. And I can't wait. This is so heartwarming and heartbreaking at the same time. Is that possible? Oh, but I can't wait for you to share this with us.
Oh, Annette, thank you so much again for having me on your podcast. I'm just very, very grateful for you. Yes, this is something that we've been working on for quite some time, and I'm just super excited to share it with you and all of my followers. So this project, we call them the Child Sponsorship Project, is a branch of the Legend Group. And so we started with us rescuing kids in the streets of Kabul, Afghanistan. These kids, they've lost either both their parents or their father, and they have no other means of supporting themselves. Due to this severe poverty, they miss school. Their parents send them out to the streets to beg for food. So we've gotten out many of them from the street and put them back in school. But in order to help them remain in school, we need monthly sponsors to meet their basic needs, such as school tuition, textbooks, stationery supplies, uniforms, lunch, snacks, etc. Legend Group has been helping these kids, but we don't have enough funds to continue. And that's why we need your support today. We also expanded this project. And so we're helping other kids with parents who can't pay their school tuition. So in order to prevent these children from possibly begging in the streets and in the future, that's why we are continuing to help, but we definitely need your support.
This is such an amazing, cause. It's just heartbreaking because children are children, no matter where they came from, no matter where they live. That is something that we need to really, you know, not lose sight of. They are there only doing what they only know how to do, regardless of the situation that their parents are in. It's our job to show them what right looks like, and bring them up so they can survive the next phase of their life when we're gone, right? So this is just something little, right? This is the least we can do for them from afar. So if you go to their website, you can see the children, you can see that for as little as $35 a month. I mean, we spend that on coffee, honestly, yes. Starbucks. So, I mean, yeah. We spend more than that on coffee. So why not give back and help them get an education, have them, you know, get some food. And I mean, we eat that every day. So why can't we give back and share that? I think is so important. So how long have you been working on this? I'm sure it's been a while.
It's been since the invasion of Afghanistan. And so since Legend has been in and out of Afghanistan several times, and he's been meeting with some individuals that we realized that it's just poverty level has hit so low that now, from our last discussion, that you know, parents are selling one child in order to feed the rest of their children. So when he was looking at their dire circumstances, and he came up with this plan or a project that, listen, we need to pick up all of these kids from the school, from the streets, and put them back to school. So we've been working on this. And then with my last visit, we were able to network with some important individuals who are teachers, and we set up this school system where they can now actually receive full education. As we go along, I know that we're all going to be looking for English teachers that they can educate these kids online. They have the means. They actually have a computer lab where they can go to YouTube and learn all sorts of subjects. But one of the subjects that we know it's extremely critical is to learn how to speak English. And I'm speaking from my own experience, because when my family and I, we were stranded back in the 90s in Pakistan, we didn't know the language, Pakistani language. And my father didn't think it was necessary for us to learn that. He knew. He always told us, his very famous words were, learn English because English is the language of food. Mm-hmm. So even though we were homeschooled, he taught us every possible subject. You know, when we wanted to learn to pronounce our words effectively and properly, he would turn on the TV and have us listen to CNN news, BBC news. We were watching cartoon channels so that as we were studying English as our textbooks, we would also turn around and listen so that we learn how to put words into proper conversations, how to speak grammatically correctly, even though I'm still struggling with that. English still is my second language. But if it weren't because of my father's efforts that instead of him focusing on other languages, he helped us focus on English language, I would not have been in a position where I am today. Because even when we landed in the West, we didn't have to struggle to go to school to learn a new language, which is English language. We were immediately able to integrate successfully into the Western society. So there's just so many reasons why education is important. And that's, for me, it's very personal, but I also understand that what these kids are going through right now, learning English language, as well as all the other subjects that are important for the success of their future, I really believe that they will become they're the future of Afghanistan. And so why not we help them from within the country and provide them the proper education that is needed. Concerning the fact what they're going through right now, especially girls, that they can't go to school after grade six, they're really struggling. In fact, let me tell you a story that the last time when I was in Afghanistan back in August, I was walking the streets. So I came across a young lady on the street. Her face was fully covered, you know, with black hijab. I could only see her eyes. She was as tall as I was. You know, she was holding a set of blue pens in her hand. She reached out to me and asked if I could buy a pen for 10 Afghani, which is like about 11 cents. So I looked at her and I asked her, I said, why are you selling these pens on the street? Why aren't you at school? I mean, you look like you're a young girl. And and she had this tragic and most disturbing story. She said, we don't have food to feed us. Her name was Roya. She was in 11th grade when the Taliban took over. And shortly after, she was no longer, you know, allowed to go to school. And then she started bursting into tears, as I could tell her heart was just exploding with pain, you know, as she was sharing her story. So both her mom and dad were working for the government. And then after the Taliban invasion, they both quit their jobs, you know, in fear of losing their lives. Her father was out looking for work every day. They ran out of their savings real quick, which put them in desperate need for a job. Then her father, you know, seeing no other choice, decided to check in on his former friends from the government in hopes of getting back to work. Well, unfortunately, that led him straight to the Taliban. She said that they caught him and killed him. So this news got to their neighbors, and then the neighbors warned her mother that she needed to hide. Because the Taliban are coming for her. Can you imagine the fear of knowing that death is coming for you, you know, and your husband is no longer alive? So she said that her mom didn't even have the time to mourn her father's death and focused on packing their clothes to leave the city with her six children. Now, again, unfortunately for the family, the Taliban got there, entered their house into the and captured her mother. She said she saw four very angry men with guns. And they dragged her mom out of the house and into the front yard. Two of their men used their guns as beating tools, and they beat her bloody. Roya was holding on her five crying young siblings while screaming, "Help, please stop beating our mom." I mean, you can picture the whole story. They told her that they were coming back for her. So Roya saw them tying her mom's hands with a rope and took her out of the house and dumped her into the trunk of a white vehicle. It's very, very devastating story. So to this day, Roya never saw her mother again. She doesn't know if she's dead or alive. She's living with her uncle, but he can't afford to keep the kids at school and feed them while taking care of his own family. So Roya and her younger sister are out on the streets every day selling pens, matches, napkins, those tiny little napkins. And she said that they're all missing school, but there's nothing they can do to help themselves. So Legend Group Foundation is helping her with her education right now. We obviously can't disclose some of the information about her just because of the family safety reasons. But these are the type of young adults, especially women, who need your help so that she can continue to study and feed herself and her family members. So $35 a month is life-saving for someone in Afghanistan.
Absolutely. Gosh, that story just breaks my heart, because it's the things that we take for granted she's selling on the street just to survive, you know, and we use those things daily and we don't even think twice. And this poor girl has to go through this difficult time in her life just to sell it, just to survive. And I cannot imagine it at all. And you said she was 11 years old?
She was in the 11th grade.
11th yes. grade. Yes. And so what's the age cap that you can receive education?
I think so. It is a sixth grade, which makes them 12 years old. Right. I mean, we have kids right now, which it's not surprising, just because some of these kids, and let me show you, would you mind if I share my screen with you?
Absolutely.
So you can see, let me show you what some of these kids, what age group they are, and what grade they are, because some of them are 10, 11 years old, but they're attending second grade, first grade, just because they kept missing school.
Right.
All right. Let me see how I can do this. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, can you see it?
Or yes. Should I?
Okay. Perfect. So, this is legendgroupfoundation.org. And, as you can see, it talks about about what the child sponsorship project is about, how you can make a donation. You have the choice to make a one-time donation of $210 that can help sponsor a child for the next 3 months. And it does, and it addresses what are some of the things that it's gonna cover for the next 3 months. And it talks about what a child sponsorship is, what you will receive once you sponsor a child. So you will be getting the picture of the child, some information about the child, and a sponsorship packet. And we want to make sure that you do stay in contact, in connection with your sponsored child. Mm-hmm. But we will be the hub of communication, and that's all because of safety reasons.
Right.
Now, so this is these are all the roster of the kids. So as you can see, for instance, Uzra, she is 6 years old. She's 6 years, but she's in kindergarten. Ali is 5 years and he's in nursery. And Hassanat, she's 5 years, but she's on sixth grade. So, and let me tell you a little bit about them. Uzra, she is an absolute sweetheart. We've been wanting to ask, who do they want to become when they grow older? And so for Uzra, she wants to become a teacher. Her favorite sports is cycling, which, you know, that's kind of hard in this time to even go outside to cycle. And her favorite food is cheese. She loves cheese. And her favorite color is blue. It's just really, really adorable. And Hassanat, she wants to become a nurse. Her favorite sport is golf. Her favorite food is pie. Which I'm just thinking, where has she gotten pie?
Right.
It's very American. And her favorite color is green. And we got Ali, and Ali is, he wants to become an athlete growing up because he likes football and he likes spaghetti and his favorite color is violet. So we just have some, you know, little bits of information about their likes and what they love to do. And this is just, to me, it's so endearing. And we really want these children to strive. We want especially our girls. I mean, look at Asma. She's 9 years old, but she's on third grade. This one is 11 years old. She's on fifth grade. Now know that some of these girls, once they complete sixth grade, they can't go back to school. And so, but what they do, they end up failing sixth grade so they can rejoin and study for another year, the same sixth grade. So we have a total of over 900 students, boys and girls, all different ages, as you can see. And so if you would like to sponsor any of these children, you could just simply click on the sponsorship page. I don't know. Can you see the second page that pops up or no?
No.
Okay. But when you do click on it, you're going to see that $35, let me just log out of here so you can see me. There you go. So for $35, it's half of sponsorship, which means that it's basically going to pay their tuition fees. But if you do a $70, that's a full sponsorship for one child, and that will help also feed them lunch and help out with other supplies such as their clothing, your uniform, or anything else that may need at their home with their family members. So that's why we want to make sure that if you can afford $35, that's wonderful. If you can afford $70, that's even better. But please, I am asking everyone to share this link. Let's help these girls. Let's continue to keep them at school and help them. This is an amazing investment. It's a blessed investment that's going to help these children tremendously.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that. In my mind, I'm thinking, what else can I send them? Like, I want to send them so many things, right? So is there a way to get stuff other than on top of donations? Is there a way to physically send them other things that they might not be able to get in Afghanistan?
Well, we're working on that to make sure that, you know, when there's Christmas season is coming up. So I know that their sponsor will be interested in possibly sending them some kind of a gift. How can we make that happen? A gift can be in the form of funds that we can do the shopping there. So some of these girls will want toys, any kind of a fun thing that you could think of. Any of these girls, if they like arts and craft, if they like, embroidery, if they like anything that's very unique and special for them, where when they're at home, they can spend time. We will definitely see what's the best way to make this happen. And we can purchase all of those supplies in Kabul, and then we will have people who are going to gift wrap them and hand it over to them. So we're going to make sure that, you know, the donor is aware of all of that. They have birthdays, and that's something, you know, that we can work on if you want to send them something, because, you know, mailing anything is going to be extremely expensive, but to purchase them directly from there, or if you have a special request, hey, this is what I want to give my sponsor child, and we'll see if we make that available. So these are all work in progress, but that's a very good question that you asked, which actually brings me. And so most of these kids, some of them, they're so sensitive that we chose not to post them. But if anyone is interested, we will provide full information. For instance, one of the stories, something that's legend experienced, he said that he came across a 12-year-old child, you know, who was begging on the street for money or for food. So legend asked him why he was begging on the street instead of, you know, going to school. Same thing. And again, this 12-year-old young boy shared a really devastating story. And that is something that's going to break us American hearts. And he said that his father was working for the Americans dressed in uniform. Mm-hmm. And I think we know what that means. It means the U.S. military. Mm-hmm. The child said that a few months ago, the Taliban knocked at their door at night. Apparently, they were eating dinner with mom, dad, two sisters, and a brother. His dad opened the door, and he said a group of Taliban barged into their home with their AK-47s, grabbed his father by his shirt collar, and one of the men asked his father's name to, I believe, to confirm his identity. He said that they were all screaming, scared, shocked. They took his dad outside while screaming at the kids and mom to, you know, stay inside and don't come out. His mom said that she was crying and screaming to let her husband go. I mean, you can imagine the chaos right there, that moment, split second. I guess one of the talib told him, the child said that, let go of my dad, while trying to fight the Taliban. Apparently this kid was fighting the Taliban to let go of my dad. He said one of the talib shoved him against the near wall and told him to stay put or he will shoot him. But that didn't stop this little kid. And he kept walking after them to see, you know, what they were going to do to his dad. In his own words, he said, they shot my dad and he died. This saw the death of his father in front of him and in his own home. His father was beaten senselessly in front of his family and then, you know, shot to death. He said that since then, they don't have any other way to support themselves financially. He is the oldest of his siblings. His mother has to take care of the kids, and he's now out on the street begging for bread or money. And later on, legend found out who the father was. He was a NDS agent. That's, you know, the Afghan intelligence, similar to the CIA.
That just breaks my heart. I can't imagine what that poor girl went through. I'm sorry. they have an opinion too. So
that's all right. I think he or she wants to join, you know.
I think so. This is even more reason why we need to help out these children, you know, yeah. Help them continue to try to live a better life. You know, I know that's difficult based off of where they're at right now, but if we can just do something like this to help them get educated and just have clothes and food, all those little things that we take for granted, yes. They don't have that. They don't have that. And so it's going to be difficult for me to choose. Like, I want to take them all in, you know, and tell them it's going to be okay. But we need everyone's help with this. And you can go to that link right there. There was other links directly for the children that were shared as well. But for the money you spend on coffee a month, we can absolutely share, you know, help these kids. So I thank you for what you're doing. I know it's not easy, and I know it tears at your heart. Just knowing that these children need us, need everybody to help out with it. I do look forward to seeing where this goes and being able to actually send them things.
Yes.
Because I just want to send them books and toys and all this stuff, like an Amazon wish list, you know.
Yes.
Actually,
that's a fantastic idea. You know, we can definitely look into the Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
And we can put something together. I love that idea. Let's do that.
Let's do an Amazon wish list.
Yes, whatever it takes. And
absolutely.
Know, So many things are scarce, you know, in the country right now. I really believe that we can fulfill their needs just through a small donation and a small support.
I think so too. I think so. We're gonna help these kids. They're so sweet. They're so sweet. Oh my gosh, I have a nephew who's 4. So what else can we do? What else can we do for you right now in the future? You just let us know. But for now, I think you tell me you want us to go direct to this website right now. I will do that right now.
Yes, please go directly to that website and select any child. But if you need any more information, you can go to our contact list on that legendgroupfoundation.org and reach out to us. I will personally reach out to you directly to answer any questions you have. If you need any further information, I can provide that as well. But this is just a very small list. Like I mentioned, we have over 900 children, and there is going to be more coming as we are going to get more children out of the streets and put them back into school. I think it's one of the best, one of the wonderful blessings of this Christmas season that you can give to anyone, the gift of life.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for sharing this and for doing this. And
thank you so much for your time. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak on behalf of these children whose voices nobody can hear. And I want to be their voice. We all can be their voice. And it starts right from here.
Yes. Thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it. Thank you. And we will come back with more updates. Maybe next time we're going to share about some of our wonderful donors. We can bring them here live and they can talk about their experience. I think that'd be fantastic.
That's a great idea. We're definitely going to do that. Let's get this shared out. Let's get this to as many people as possible and we'll bring them on and we'll share about this. Yep.
Yes.
I love it. I can't wait.
Thank you so much again, Anand.
You're welcome. I look forward to it and I will talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
Bye.